It is the good features of Anska. I have only two things to say about it. The good thing about Anska is that it has unified the native people in Alaska. And secondly, it has revitalized the traditional and IRA village governments. It has made them a lot more stronger. Neutrally speaking, to me, in my own opinion, I don't think since the passage of Anska and up until now, I don't think Anska has much impact to my village. The only thing that Anska has, the only people that have benefited from Anska monetarily are the employees, direct employees of village and regional corporations, and nothing more. And my feelings about the bad features of Anska was that when they were working on the claims, did not involve the grassroots of the people, that which is the villages, especially falling onto traditional village governments. I guess you know that, you and I know that we have a big stake onto the lands, Anska lands. The main concern is that, okay, the affair that the people in my village have is the clause of 1991. Not necessarily that, but the issues involved in 1991, such as the afterborns. And the other bad loopholes in Anska. Okay, as I stated, the traditional and IRA councils have a big stake in the land because we're using our historically and now in the present our traditional and IRA councils as a vehicle to hold on to our land because the land is intricately tied to our way of life. I know this is going to be echoed by previous people that have been speaking, but I've been keeping what I've really wanted to talk, so I'm letting out my feelings on that. Okay. Another bad aspect of ANSCA is that, like I said, it did not permit the villages, especially the traditional and IRA governments, to be involved, because we have a big stake to the land, not only to the land, but the marine zones too. We have a lack of
units. I mean, you know, there's a regional corporation which distributes their shares. And what I get from them, I cannot even use it to, in essence, buy a whole month's supply of food, for that matter, for a whole week. So as it is right now, our shares, to me, are worthless. And now we come to the land. You know, are the now when they were working on ANCSA, supposedly, from what I hear from the elders that were approached by different entities of the federal government, were told to mark the boundaries that they used when they hunted, or how their subsistence lifestyles were. And after they have marked the boundaries or the limits that they go to do their subsistence way of life, the federal government came around and said, hey, that's too big. That's way too big for you. This is how much you're going to get. But yet, you know, the land that we supposedly receive, if it is, and it will be measured, and there will be fences put on them. And outside of those are the state lands and the federal lands. And some years to come, it will come to a point where we will not be able to go out of our selected lands. In essence, it is our reservation. It is a reservation. ANCSA as a whole should have never been. And you know, how can anybody extinguish an Aboriginal right when it is still alive, which will never die, unless all the natives of Alaska are extinguished themselves? That, the way I see it, that is the only way that our Aboriginal rights will be extinguished. And it goes on and further says that there is a clause that says valid existing rights. Now, the way that I see it, those valid existing rights are only for the non-natives that have immigrated from somewhere else to the state of Alaska. In essence, they are protecting, the federal government is protecting them, not us, in essence. And solely, and it is because that they are entities where they are making a lot of money, because the Western civilization solely lives on the dollars. Now, the subsistence way of life has no value. That is, it has no money value. But the miners have a money value to them. That is why they have practically every right to dig up the land which they never even used before, solely to get to extract some money from the land to use it for themselves. And when that is depleted, they leave it scarred. And it takes a long time for Mother Nature to restore its defaced land. And for that purpose, since the subsistence way of life has no value in money-wise, we are sort of downgraded, or in that the federal government and the state government are always reluctant to help us when there is some problems with the big organizations that can throw money around. And in ANCSA, in general, it has been amended so many times since it has been enacted in 1971. And it will be amended further. To my opinion, ANCSA, it isn't for the it is not meant to benefit the Alaska Natives. It was
Namta Tamakata money to travel about Kingum to you after 1971. Juan kuta pihus kum ta tamakun kizat niksikik naluki. Toat na ayok sagot, ayok akka ayok sinikot. Juan ikwa, Juan kuta maay, akwa pak, meeting akut rakut, nunamak, seranak, ako naso 1991. Tiyun kakput ako naling naksak sinik. Izikuntang kaka kamko aling nak kapik sa klinyo. Akmani kasat uta kaligis sakot. Huwag ko ta kani after 1991, prukan. Dahil itong kibusok sika at serat. Manlamani huwag ko ta nunapot. Dahil itong kibusok sika. Yutayok suitot. Is it a ton vixica? What man na mane tune carpet? Nun narrow carpet are maling laksaco. Tam quanko da coyon carasum near quarpac. Ekayok to the biscomayaksoke aran catacut. Took kalamta. Taguam. As a glutin yakut conequa, Matamaka 1991 am canning smugly unnom. Tamka amsin rilingan kan rakhna luci bamti qiana.
Thank you, Mr. Moses.
That was Mr. Tommy Moses from Imangak. And he was talking about the time that he was a young boy, and just as he had gotten done with school. And at that particular time, he said that the people were not living in one location, but rather they were scattered throughout the countryside, depending on what they were doing for their own particular livelihood. And he remembers the houses not having the regular floors, but rather they were ground covered with grass. And and so he was contrasting it with the homes of today, where we're more like the dominant society, where we have hardwood floors, tile-covered floors, etc. And the only people that the missionaries, the preachers in particular that he mentioned, were only a few orphans that were accepted into the orphanages. Now, when the schools were built out in the villages, and it was shortly after that that the people started to congregate into the village as we have them today. And he mentioned the fact that our ancestors and our people at those times did not fight over land. They did not fight each other for the land. And whenever there were newcomers into their own particular region, they were always welcomed. He mentioned the fact that the native allotments that have been staked out and lately have come to realize that there is a lot of overlapping between the allotments. And he says the people of our generation will be passing away, and the younger generation will take over. He mentioned the fact that he would like to see more of the young people participate in these types of meetings and get an education so that they will be able to take care of the various documents that are required in today's society. In the past, our ancestors did not have to worry about any of these documents that we have and did not have any books to read. Now, everything that we do requires paper, documents that have to be read, perused, and reviewed, and acted upon.
Akitama na amsiksik sa ako. No matter how much money you got, the money will be gone. But your land will last, and no one knows how long. Akitaitsik sako amsiksuni, akitama na tamaksiko. Tama kuni suki kingo chattao nani. Manata kununan, witak kauluni. Nangangaw na nisu, yumsali naso kaspitaluni, witak ka. Tama na mugisk nakabudwang kuta. This land is our home. This land is our food. This land we inherit from our forefathers who were stepping on it foot by foot. Nunaman na wangkuta kingu nakakput nakakrukusu. Baitak sukusa kun sivu lamtning tutmak tsinning. They don't fly. They don't travel by flying. No snow machine. They cover miles and miles by foot. Mugis knakaputamana. Yumtapikka chali wangkutaswakaulukumtku. Our younger generation will take over. We have to teach them, let them know what's going on. We have to hang on to what we have. We didn't born to gamble with our land. Native Crown Settlement that should be Velgan. Click, 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 Tamak Puganako. Illumin, surely, this answer affects us. I think it would be better off if Mr. Nixon, Richard Nixon, keep away from the phone. Phone ako na ka namin ito po. Mano nam tataan ako ako. Katukat ni sin phone na kaluki ako tusklukim tuskay. EFN na. Nani na ko pichik ni swam ko. Nani na ko peka. Chali. We will lost. Our younger generation will lost if we don't respect our elders. We have to respect our elders. We have to honor them. Because they're players for us. Makuchivu lahabut, chimtni bishkat, malichtakwakawabut. Down with Knaki. Canis had the Kaksuku. Pit of Chuilung among Sortum Asilam and Kantut. Alu Laut, you Simpney. Alu Lakaput. Instead of blaming them for something, Avalit Ksaunaki. For my conclusion, I like to sing, "This land is my land," but I can't sing without a music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming tonight and for the presentations that were made. I think it's been a good discussion and certainly helpful to me. And we'll be going to Sleetmute tomorrow and then to Bethel for hearings in Bethel on Monday and Tuesday. And that will be the end of our hearings in the villages. I'm glad we were able to come here to Aniak and that AVCP was able to arrange for us to have this hearing during its special 1991 convention. My report will be out in September, and I will be sending it to you, and I will do my best to make recommendations that will help you to plan your future, and that will, I hope, help you to reach a consensus. So thanks very much, and my thanks to Oscar Kuugly, especially for his services as translator. Thank you all, and good night. Well, that was a good evening.
Yeah,
almost
yeah,
midnight.
Really. My notes, maybe my report.
Got it, Jim?
Do you have any more cards?
Yeah.
Sure. Could I have one, Jim?
Yeah.
Your business card?
Just in case you want to write
here.
Yeah.
This is an additional witness, and his evidence should come before my closing remarks here in Aniak.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what Tiny Fredericks was saying.
Could you give us your full name?
Herman Morgan.
Herman Morgan from here in Aniak.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about what Tiny Fredericks was saying, you know, like it's been 14 years and the federal government, they haven't conveyed land to us, you know, it's part of the agreement, part of the law, you know. And if they don't go by the law, that law, why do they expect us to go by it? If they don't live up to the agreement, why do they expect us to live up to it?
Well, that's a good question. The answer is they do. They say Congress passed the law and that directed the Secretary of Interior to convey the land. He's been slow in conveying it. And sometimes Native corporations have had to go to court to get him to convey the land. I think it's fair to say, however, that during the last 5 years, the speed at which land is being conveyed is greatly accelerated.
It's almost too late, almost, you know. Because
yeah.
When it first come out, they sort of big them up and say, this is your land, you know, and here you can't even get a piece of land to build a house on, you know. But they're offering land across the river for settlement, you know, for sale to people like makers and stuff, you know.
BLM?
Yeah, they tried to open it up, but, you know, they had a meeting here and a lot of people were against it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this 1991 issue, it's a time bomb that has to be defused, you know. That's something that has to be done about it.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody's listening to what people say.
Well, that's why we're here.
Tired or not. Yeah, that's what it all. I was just wondering about that.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.